Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire broadcast, this podcast, is being recorded and aired for October the 11th, 2025. You know, doing these offerings to you, please understand that I am only sharing with you the experiences that I have had as a teacher, as a student, very much a student still, and always will be of the way. So I hope that in any manner that I can help you in, with understanding beyond your understanding, the effort of what it means to awaken, because spiritual awakening is basically an accident. It happens when it happens, and what our practice does is it provokes that happening in different ways, like meditation, or maybe not engaging so much in our mind and emotions, things like that. It's very, very important. So you have to understand it is not a philosophy that I am offering here. It is a manner of the way. It is learning how to rise above the common trivial mindset that most of us suffer from. So I'm hoping that you understand that. Our question today comes from Kathy in Nevada. She listens to us occasionally, is curious. She asks, why are you teaching? What are the rewards of being a teacher? What are the rewards of being in a practice, as you put it? Kathy, let me take the bottom line here. There is no reward. Believe me, there isn't. It's nothing but pushback and misunderstanding from people. We are very set in our ways. We think the way we think, and no one's going to change us from that thinking. It is a very difficult thing to be a teacher in this day and age. Now, if I were teaching you how to be rich and successful and healthy and all that other stuff that many people are interested in, it would be maybe a different thing. But my course, my fate, my destiny is not in any of that for whatever reasons I do not analyze. So it is important that you understand that there is no reward, as you would put it, for being a teacher or even taking the time to teach the things I offer. They're very difficult to understand. They go against the grain of culture and society as it is. It is not something that most people can just instantly grasp. It makes people feel uneasy, ashamed of themselves. Some people write and say that, you know, they feel bad that they've lived so wrong all their life and they just can't take it, you know, things like that. I hear that a lot. So when you understand all of that, from my point of view, you understand that there are very few people that can sit there and listen to a podcast or any of my offerings and think to themselves that they get it, as it were. And it's not about the idea of making your life a better place to live. It really isn't. It is about understanding the nature of our life and why we are here and what our fate and our destiny can be and is, and how that never changes until we recognize the meaning of the significance of our life, which is love. It is all about love. It is not about anything else but love. But that is difficult to understand because we think we understand love. Love to us is emotion and passion. It has nothing to do with anything significant. So when you start looking at your life in the form of significance and wanting maybe a better life for yourself, then you're not going to hear my message. When you've had enough of the life that you have lived, when you are totally convinced and realized that in whatever life you have lived, there is a great deal to be, shall we say, lacking in how you understand the significance of it. I mean, you are born, of human parents. You live as a human being, probably reproduce as a human being, babies and human beings and all that other good stuff. And then you die. And you got to ask yourself, what was the significance of all of this? What was the meaning? I'm not everybody's teacher, and I don't pretend to be. I'm not a popular person at all. And so when you start looking at why you would listen to a podcast and you wonder why I'm teaching, I am teaching because there are very few of us out there, and there are others like myself who see the meaning, the significance of their own experience. They have come upon that. And the moment you feel that within yourself and you start recognizing it, you start also at the same time wanting to share that to help other people. My life is in service of something greater than Mr. Gregory Edward Penn. It's something far more than that. And I can't explain it with words. It is just something that I've had since I was a kid, a little boy. When I opened my eyes as a child, this was what was facing me. It wasn't about just survival. It was about the awakening. What am I here for? And this has been something that has moved me and at times seemed to be a plague in my life, but never really something that I would be willing to give up, because it's all about some bigger experience that is trying to happen not only to me, but to you and those who listen. But this is a very difficult subject to talk about, because what I teach is not for everyone. And some people are repelled by it. Some people are curious about it. Other people are more interested, but they can't do it. They just can't give up their old life for the life they imagine they would have if they were in a spiritual practice, an authentic one. And I don't even like calling it a spiritual practice, but that's, to me, it's a mystical experience. It's a journey into mysticism, something far greater, but you can't really say that to the American public or people in general, because then they think, you know, you're doing hocus pocus and all that other stuff. So it's hard to explain myself, and I generally don't do that. But I thought your question was timely in my own experience. I choose questions from people that are timely in my experience, both as a man and as a teacher. And I consider it a great privilege to be a teacher. So, Kathy, when you ask me, you know, why are you teaching? I am teaching for the sake of the teaching. I'm not teaching to be popular. I'm not teaching to be right. I'm not teaching to lure you in. In fact, I probably would be more inclined to try to talk you out of it. It is very, very important that you understand that this man, as a teacher, is only a teacher. There is far more to me and my experience other than being a human being. And that cannot be explained. I have no explanation for the way I am and how I am, but all I can say is that what I teach you and what I try to offer to my audiences is something out of the box, out of the small mind. The mind that is always just calculating how to survive and how to get what it wants. This is a very important thing for me to teach, and a very important thing for you, if willing, to understand. But I warn you, this is not something that is kosher, shall we say, to probably your family or your friends, and they would never understand why you would give up your general life for a life entering into the unknown. And that's really what it's all about. I hope I explained that well to you. If not, please forgive me. I do the best I can with what I've got here. Anyway, thank you, Kathy, for your question. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me as always. Namaste.